Hello, everybody. It's Jenny, owner and founder of The Coach Jenny. I believe that each day we can live unapologetically, laugh just a little more, and learn something new. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. What's going on, everyone? Just wanted to check in. What's up? What's new? What's exciting? Oh my God, got my crown on. She's looking good. Mufasa. In about 3 hours, we have an appointment for Tessa. So all is well. I'm excited for that. See what's going on with my little stinker doodles. But yeah, life is good. Just a little update. Feeling good about my health and wellness. I've been on this new journey for my insulin resistance, and girl, it's tough. It's tough. But I'm that type of person, when I am on a new journey and charting my food and learning and adapting, I get all into it. I'm 100% invested, and I'm feeling good. The scale's changing. I'm working out more. I'm doing more resistance training, some lifting, cardio. So all things are changing, and I'm just super, super excited. Scheduled my nutrition appointment. So I have a nutrition appointment with a dude named Elliot. So hopefully we click, which is awesome. So that's coming up on Monday. So lots of things are going on with me personally. I know many of you have asked about the insulin resistance, what's going on. And I'm like, you know what? I am learning day by day. Like, I knew that, you know, it's always like, if you don't eat well, you know, we have a history of diabetes in the family, and you're gonna get diabetes. And I'm like, I'm not gonna get it because I'm gonna work so hard not to. And a lot of it's genetic, and a lot of it's just like, But I'm working really hard on my own health and wellness in 2022. That is one of my biggest goals, is to work on me. One of my other goals was to really work on my own mindset and my mind, body, and soul in 22. Why I picked 22, I mean, we should all work on mind, body, and soul, but 22 is my lucky number. 22 is my volleyball number, and yeah, it was just a big thing for me, and I was like, in 22, I'm gonna really just step it up and really take care of myself. So actually signed up for UHPW, and UHPW is an offshoot of Tony Robbins with the amazing, fabulous KK, Carissa Kuchis, and we had our orientation today for the 10-week program. So girl, I'm getting my brain on. So I'm taking care of not only my physical health, but my mental health as well. Just really diving in and taking care of it all in here. So 10 weeks working with KK and just really diving deep into like past traumas, past whatever, and fixing stuff about me. And it's super nice because I've always been on the other side of that, always helping people and helping them on their journey, because that's what you do as a coach, a therapist, counselor, whatever. But it's really nice to, you know, hire some help. And I always say to my clients, I'm like, yeah, you all get to benefit this as well, because once, you know, I level up, that makes me push my clients even more to level up. So super pumped to start UHPW on Monday. So if you didn't all sign up for UHPW, girl, you gotta sign up. So I got my notebook, and I'm not gonna lie, girl's got it. Wonder Woman. So super pumped about that. So super pumped. I can't be more excited about that. Sisterhood. Talk about the sisterhood for just a moment. We are reading Mel Robbins' High Five Habit. All this is backwards, yay. But we are up to chapter 6. And on Wednesday, we do like a digital meet and greet, which is where they get to go on inside the private sisterhood Facebook page. And, you know, go over the prompts that I wrote for them and, you know, write in their journals about the questions that I wrote from the book. And then at the end of the month, we're just kind of diving into the questions, any questions, comments, concerns they have about the book. But this is so intriguing. It's just really interesting, once again, to talk about past traumas and how these traumas have, like, really hindered our course in life, that sometimes that we don't ask questions and we don't really, you know, change those limiting beliefs that were given to us. And once you don't change those limiting beliefs and you continue to, you know, not, you know, change them, you know, we're always believing the same values that our parents had and our parents' parents had. And sometimes things need to change. It's so super pumped about that. This book is a huge, huge, huge influence on a lot of my clients right now, just giving each other a high five. You know, as an athlete, we always high-fived each other, like winning a volleyball game, high five. Cycling, you're going like 18 miles an hour and you're high-fiving each other, just like, yeah, like I'm doing it. Or, you know, when you see somebody just really struggling, be like, babe, you got this, high five. Like, it really means something. It's not only just like that connection of high five, but it's like that transfer of energy that me like, yeah, babe, you got this. But so many fun things going on in the sisters. Nevertheless, the book, but like this whole month has been about clarity. And today I did a whole, it's almost like 45 minutes about, you know, cognitive overload. Like, who doesn't have cognitive overload? And if you don't know what that is, that's the aspect of like doom scrolling, when you have just so much coming in and you're just absorbing it through your eyes and your ears and you're just taking so much in that you almost need to have like a diet from whatever you're doing, a diet from social media, a diet from the news, a diet from whatever that you're consuming too much from. And like any diet, you need to do it in a healthy fashion. You can't just cut off social media, like, well, many people do, but but like, do it in a healthy and professional manner. Like, I get it. Like, my email was a huge trigger for me, because you'd be sitting here at my Mac and I'm like doing my thing and it'd be like, bing. And I was like, oh, email. Once my email ding would go off and I'd be like, dopamine rush, email. And I would quick click over and I would check my email and be like, oh, coupons.com. You have $1 off shit tickets. And I'm like, really, toilet paper? Like, I get it. It's the pandemic. Like, we all need some toilet paper, but really? And it broke my train of thought, because like this email's going off. So I've learned to only check my email like 3 times a day. And that's a lot for some people, but right now that's like huge for me. It's like in the morning at like 11, it's like 3 o'clock, and then at the end of the day. And I was like, doom, like boom, done. Like, your emergency is not my urgency is a theory that I have, and I have it written on my cork board in front of my computer. So it is what it is. You know, sometimes we need to set those boundaries, and boundaries is a huge thing that we need to go over. So yeah, all is well here. The sisterhood is absolutely love that. You know, I would always talk about my ladies and how much they're progressing. And I actually made a post from one of the ladies who gave me a beautiful review. And Cammie, thank you so much. You are such a rock star, and how much you have been progressing. So also, if you just need some guidance and you don't know where to go, if you're not sure if I'm the coach for you or for what I can offer you, and you just want like a possible 30-minute clarity chitty chat, like that is an option too. So click down below, or, you know, go through my website and see if there's something there for you. If you didn't sign up for the newsletter, you should sign up for the newsletter. There are some amazing things in that newsletter that you will not see in any kind of post that I'm posting. Could be some discounts, could be some offers, could be some whatever. You should sign up for the newsletter. That comes out Wednesday. So how do you sign up for the newsletter? Great question. Go on my webpage. www.thecoachjenny.com, and then scroll down. It says newsletter, and then sign up. So you will be automatically entered into the newsletter feed, and that will automatically come out every Wednesday. So I just wrote the newsletter today. I'm super stoked about that. I make my newsletters simple and fun. It's not a whole bunch of words. First of all, your girl had a learning disability growing up, so I don't like to read. If you know anything about me, I have everything on audiobook because having a visual impairment and a learning disability child, I don't like to read. So everything has lots of pictures and links to take you places to go. It has my YouTube channel, it has podcasts, it has stuff that is very informative. So you should sign up for the newsletter. Subconsciously telling you to do this. So as always, make sure you are living your best life, laughing a lot, and don't forget to level up. Mwah.